girl.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The worst price spikes may be fading. Brand new numbers show inflation has just charted its smallest annual rise since March of 2021. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 2.9% last month from a year ago, with housing costs taking most of the blame for that increase. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The reason why people are focusing on shelter is the shelter index accounted for 90% of the monthly increase in the CPI, 70% of the annual.
Price is still rising sharply for car insurance and health care as well. Hundreds of thousands of people in Puerto Rico have no power as Tropical Storm Ernesto slams the island with heavy rain and wind. The system is expected to morph into a hurricane as it moves toward Bermuda. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen says we'll feel the effects along the East Coast.
We are going to start seeing and feeling those waves from, let's say, the Southeast states up to the Mid-Atlantic states. And over the weekend, those waves and the strong risk of rip currents will be up through the Mid-Atlantic and even into the Northeast states.
In the Middle East, Hamas is refusing to return to the table for ceasefire talks after the recent assassinations of two top leaders. Correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Ceasefire talks are still expected to take place tomorrow, even without Hamas. But a diplomat briefed on the talks also told CBS News that the militant group isn't totally shutting down future negotiations and is open to talking only after Thursday if there is some kind of breakthrough.
A 24-year-old American soldier has pleaded guilty to selling sensitive information to China. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Army Sergeant Corbain Schultz was an intelligence analyst at Fort Campbell and had top secret security clearance. He's admitted to receiving payments of at least $40,000 for documents and photographs. Some of the information was related to weapons systems, military satellites, and military tactics like countering drones.
The state of Texas is suing General Motors for allegedly collecting drivers' private data and turning it over to insurance companies. According to The Hill, the car maker used onboard tools like OnStar Smart Driver to gather information. A series of spray-painted pop-up arts may have come to a close. CBS's Vicky Barker from London.
Perhaps fittingly for a series of stencils depicting different animals each day, the ninth and apparently final Banksy work, this time of a gorilla, appeared on the shuttered entrance to London Zoo. Zoo administrators expressing delight and promising to preserve the work.
S&P futures up 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A $68 million redevelopment project for the King Center in Racine has been approved by the Finance and Personnel Committee. It aims to enhance the Lincoln King neighborhood with a new community center, health facilities, and recreational spaces. Construction could start later this year. Ben DeSmid won the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 65th Assembly District, defeating Kyle Flood after the seat was vacated by longtime incumbent Todd Onstad. DeSmid will face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November general election. Despite withdrawing from the race 2 months ago, Andrew Sigilski received 30% of the vote in the primary for the new 33rd Assembly District. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss won the primary and will compete against Democrat Alan Kupsick and Independent Kelly Clark in the November general election. The water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant saw progress as Racine approved water service for the Pike River Crossing Project. The village says the city continues to withhold approval for other new hookups. And the Kenosha County Fair kicks off today and runs through Sunday in Wilmot. There's live music, a lot of food, a truck and tractor pull, and of course the Demolition Derby. You can see the fair lineup at the Kenosha County Fair's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I get like, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, we're sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms late, 67. Tomorrow night, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Timeless hits right here at WRJ. And good morning. I'm Cindy Huber. Had Tommy James and Sean Dells for you. It's Monet, Monet. Yeah.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the corner's wing. And I'm on my way.
I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Smoking, we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJ and Paul Simon. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. It's a horrible thing. I had to turn the mic off so I couldn't do my whistling solo that I normally. No, I don't do that. I respect your eardrums. Okay, today Elvis Presley, and we're going to remember him as this week, this Friday. He's been gone 47 years. Been gone longer than he was alive, and as his legend continues, today I'm giving away Elvis Presley Loving You vinyl, and it includes Mean Woman Blues, Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear, Loving You, and it's also a really, really cute movie. I shouldn't say that, because right away, every single guy has, like, literally, I don't need to win that album, but a really cute movie. Your chance to win coming up later today. And that's all the hint I can give you. But coming up, where your chance to win includes when you hear Elvis and Anne Margaret kind of talking. And that's a movie clip from Viva Las Vegas. Then you start dialing. Fifth caller today wins that album right here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a puddin' shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran. Keep away from a run around sewer. Away from a runner out to a pit at all. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she'll love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's the moral and a story from that guy who knows.
Lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJ. And I love how they get in that song. Tell her, Bobby. You know, just like, yeah, they really mean this song. They're living it, man. All right. It's a Wednesday, hump day. Rescue me.
Rescue me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We got the big deal of the day today. Now, our WRJN big deals is a way to go online, check out our wonderful businesses that are giving you a chance to buy a gift certificate for 30% off most days. But on two specially selected weekdays, we have 50% off. And that is the case today with the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. 50% savings there. And you're going to head down there to the fair anyway, right? So it starts today. So on your way, make sure that you check out our WRJN big deal. I'm going to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Sit down for mouthwatering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Shake up your taste buds with a put and shake. Myself, I'm going for the cinnamon rolls, freshly baked cookies, brownies. And you know what? It's only $5. Get a $10 gift certificate today for only $5. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and get that big deal today only at WRJN Big Deals. I almost said Big Wills. I had one as a kid, by the way. As we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, Republican Tony Weed will take on Democrat Kristen Lierley in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th District in November. Voters across Wisconsin roundly rejected 2 constitutional amendment questions on taking federal funding decisions away from the governor and giving them to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A $68 million project for the King Center in Racine has gotten the green light from a city committee. This week, the Finance and Personnel Committee approved the project for the Lincoln King neighborhood. The development will feature a modern community center, health facilities, and outdoor recreational spaces. Construction could start later this year. Ben DeSmid secured a decisive victory in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 65th Assembly District. He beat Kyle Flood. The Kenosha seat became open after longtime incumbent Todd Onstad announced he wouldn't seek re-election after serving for 12 years. DeSmid will now face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November general election. A 60-year-old Racine man faces multiple felony charges for allegedly selling fentanyl-laced crack to a confidential informant. The transactions involving Christopher Mayfield reportedly took place in June at a home on May Street. He's in court tomorrow. And for the sixth year straight, Gateway is getting money from Metallica. The Technical College has again secured the Metallica All Within My Hands scholarship. The $5,000 grant will aid students in the advanced manufacturing program, giving them skills needed for the growing workforce demand in automation and robotics. A statement says the initiative has led to many students finding employment with prominent industry partners. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms late, 67. Tomorrow night, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
6, WRJN with occasional weather reports. Actually going to be a beautiful day, but you got to wonder. It was a beautiful day yesterday, and then I go outside and all everything started pouring down. It's Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
If you need someone to count on,
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. L.A. and Milwaukee tonight, 6:35, taking on the Brewers. You can listen live right here.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you, baby? Cause you don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on. You don't really need me, but you keep me hanging on. Why do you keep a coming around, playing with my heart? Why don't you get out of my life and let me make a new start? Let me get over you the way you've gotten over me. Hey, set me free, why don't you, babe?
Running away with me. Tell you it was just
That's the Temptations right there. Just my imagination. We had to learn that in high school choir. So I just, these old songs, you know, when you're a kid, it is just so, you know, wasted on the kids. You know, this song was probably what, maybe less than a decade old, and we had to sing it in choir. Oh my goodness, why can't we sing something contemporary, you know, like the Bay City Rollers or something? But now, again, the older you get, the more you appreciate these diamond songs. Paul Harvey with the rest of the story at WRJN. It's on Don Rosen's show, 7:25, and it will be on my show at 12:05 p.m., just after the news. And if you've got a business and you want to be a sponsor of Paul Harvey, just give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. It's kind of like that. That's our regular contest line, too, 262-634-WRJN. And you can call, and I can take your number and give it to our sales leader. But otherwise, 262-634-3311. And we work with all budgets. So you could be one of the exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. And again, you can hear it today on WRJN at 12:05.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Cheaper.
feel like you wanna cry.